People have been using gray water, the outflow from sinks, showers, and washing machines, to water their lawns and landscaping for decades. It's been legal to do so in California since 2009. So over the past 5 years, the Sonoma County Water Agency, City of Santa Rosa, and community-based groups like Daily Act have provided workshops and support for homeowners who want to install their own gray water systems. Now, Cynthia Kaler wants to expand on that.
A lot of the work that's been done has been very focused on the do-it-yourself crowd, which is fantastic. Our idea is to move into those homes and businesses and buildings where you don't have that same do-it-yourself attitude or ability or time or interest. We want to build on the do-it-yourself efforts and move it more into the mainstream and become a bigger part of a municipality's water supply portfolio.
Kaler is the executive director and co-founder of Water Now, a new nonprofit dedicated to promoting sustainable water use in California. Their first focus, she says, is on the 20% of the state's water that does not go to agriculture.
Of that, two-thirds is residences. And then of that residential use, 50% more or less goes outside. But we don't see residences as the only opportunity. We definitely have some interest in the cities in figuring out how can we reuse our indoor water outdoors on publicly available landscaping. There's a lot of institutional uses for gray water.
Water Now's first big project is the Mill Valley Marin County Sustainable Water Pilot Project, a collaboration that also includes the local water and sewer districts and the Marin Builders Association. The overall objective, Kaler explains, is to make installing gray water systems both easier and more mainstream.
The county has an ordinance, so why don't we just have gray water systems all over the place? And the answer is that the pieces can be hard to navigate. So what are those pieces? First is we're going to be helping to communicate what permits are required if, in fact, they are. In many cases, if you're just doing a laundry to landscape system, you don't need a permit. Second, we want to help train plumbers, contractors, landscapers, because right now it's very difficult to find that cohort of professionals, although we've got a terrific community of green landscapers and green plumbers that are really ripe for this kind of thing. And then financing. There need to be significant incentives for businesses and homeowners to move these systems into their home. It needs to be easy. It needs to be inexpensive.
Concurrently, she adds, they'll carefully track their efforts to quantify both successes and setbacks.
We want to be able to demonstrate with hard numbers how much water is being saved, what are the costs, what are the cost savings in reduced water use. We're also wanting to measure the more intangible pieces of this project. Are people happy? After 6 months, are they still using their system? Have they been able to change up their soap products to make it more viable? Have they found that all to be just too big of a hassle so that we can learn and grow and adapt?
Ann Kaler says the timing now is right for this to catch on in a much bigger way.
You never want to let a good crisis go to waste, and I think the drought has definitely increased people's awareness. We really do have a fairly high degree of saturation for what I would call the first tier of conservation. People know about low-flow toilets. We've had rebates for high-efficiency, low-water-use washing machines for a long time. The real reservoir of opportunity is in outdoor water use.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.